This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. As human beings, we're not wired to be particularly objective. Once we know a small amount of information about something or someone, our minds begin to construct a pretty strong belief system. As a simple example, my wife and I often argue about the quality of a haircut. She's convinced that the more she pays, the better the cut. Personally, I see no demonstrable difference to support this observation. The same is true with wine. Once you shell out $30 for a bottle of wine, you're going to like the flavor a lot more, even if it tastes, in blind taste tests, no better than an $8 bottle. Well, this week, in a very public discussion with Andrew Weil, the doctor and complementary and alternative medicine guru, he and I got to talking about people's belief systems. While we disagree about a good number of things in health, including the value of his heavily promoted products, we do agree that both Western medicine and alternative medicine benefit enormously from the placebo effect. Neither conventional Western medicine nor complementary and alternative medicine seems to hold a corner on ineffective treatments. In fact, nearly 50% of treatments used by primary care doctors aren't proven effective. In fact, 5% are harmful but are still used. In contrast, there are a group of CAM therapies that seem to be more than just placebos. Still, even for these effective treatments, chances are you won't see them offered in a typical American hospital. But I'm not sure why. A study in this week's Archives of Surgery looks at the impact of massage on people's pain after major hospital surgery. The researchers found that patients who received a 20-minute massage felt better for long periods of time. For many conditions, acupuncture is very effective and is far safer than the typical medicines we prescribe in the hospital. Now, despite a growing body of research, these treatments remain alternative and are only available outside of mainstream medicine. We have hospital departments of anesthesiology whose experts use all sorts of complicated and dangerous and expensive treatments to treat pain, but nobody in the department knows acupuncture. Unlike most CAM therapy, acupuncture has been subject to more clinical research than most orthodox medical treatments. But it doesn't seem to make a difference. It's still very rarely used. In fact, medical schools don't include the content or the skills in the curriculum. There are other treatments that Dr. Weil discusses, things like different breathing techniques for sinus infections and vitamin combinations that slow the aging process, that seems silly to me. But I'm willing to admit that they need to be subjected to careful, impartial clinical studies. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.